With God, you don't mind breathing, God, amen, because you don't have to pretend, because you know God for yourself. See, when you know God for yourself, you don't mind just, amen, every now and then, amen, going, amen, and say, God, whatever it is, I'm going to give you, amen, I'm going to give you the praise, I'm going to give you the honor, I'm going to give you the glory, because truly, you picked me up. Hey, I said you picked me up. Turned me around, amen. Somebody said I was in a miry muck and miry clay, amen. But God picked me up and turned me around. God made a way for me. God cleaned me up. God turned my situation around. Am I the only one? Amen. Come on, let's give God. Can you understand that, amen? What happens is, amen, that you don't mind praising God, amen. I'm going to meddle a little bit. See, there was a time, amen, when folk would go out, amen, and, amen, their secular folk, amen, would sing a song, amen. Have I got a witness? Amen. And when you heard that secular song come on, amen, you say, oh, that's my song. That's awesome. Have I got a witness? Amen, amen. Amen. And you ease your way out of the rut. You dance on, amen. And you dance yourself free. Have I got a witness? Amen. Fast forward, amen, to 2022, amen. Amen. And God is your favorite, amen. And we can't dance for the Lord, amen. David got in trouble, Dr. Sight, because he danced so hard, and we almost came out of the clothes, amen. So,
us.
We got to give God, amen, everything and more, amen, more than what we gave the world, amen. This world, amen, can't do nothing. It can't do nobody like the Lord, amen. Amen. You want to get ready to go to the Lord and pray. Amen. Before we go to the Lord in prayer, we're going to say 24 Psalms. 24 Psalms, the Psalms of David. And basically what it does is it recognizes God as the creator. Amen. And that God has created everything. And because God has created everything, amen, there's a certain approach that we have to go to God. Amen. And as we go to God, amen, with the acknowledgement of who he is and what he's done, amen, we have a greater appreciation, amen, of how far God has brought us. So Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift him up, the everlasting Lord, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent. Let all the earth keep silent.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set our glory above the heavens. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy of this day, O God. Thank you, Father, because this is the day that thou hast made. We will rejoice in it and be glad. Thank you, Father, because of grace and mercy that touched us this morning. Gave us one more chance, one more opportunity to just say hallelujah to your name. One more chance to come into the house of worship. One more chance to get right with your Father. And so, oh God, we come this morning with humble hearts. We come, Father, just asking in the name of Jesus. And if you see anything that's not pleasing to you, Holy Father, oh God, that you will remove it from us, Father. And as you remove it from us, Jesus, that you will sanctify us in your word and in your love. And oh God, that you will draw us closer to you. Father God, we thank you because truly you've been mighty good unto us this week. We thank you because you have not dealt with us according to our sins and our identity. But you've given us one more chance, and we thank you for that. And Father God, I pray now through the power of your Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, that you will come in and move from under on rest of us. And that you sit and you commune with us for a little while. That you will take full control. And whatever you want your people to do, I pray, oh God, that you allow us to do it in spirit and in truth. That Father God, your name
Father God, I pray that you go by First Lady Day, God. Be with her this morning, oh God. Be with each and every member that has come here. Each and every member, oh God, that is looking and watching through Facebook or through radio or television, whatever the mode of communication is this morning. Father God, I pray that your words will go forth and take the very death of their soul. And then, Father God, I pray for those, Lord Jesus, that call after that home, those that are in nursing homes and nursing facilities, those, Father God, that are in hospitals, I pray that you will touch the Lord in them this morning. But, Father God, I pray that you will meet your people needs, Father God. Father God, we do need you today. We need a word from you. We need no healing deliverance today. Father God, some people just need a closer relationship. So I pray in Jesus' name that you will meet every need. That we thank you. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for that that you're doing and that that you will continue to do. Father God, through it all, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will be exalted, that someone will hear your word and be saved today, and that we will go forth and do your will. In your name, Father God, we thank you. We bless you and we praise you. We love you and we say hallelujah to you this morning. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It is your mercy, Lord Jesus, and endure forever. And we thank you this morning for your enduring mercy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank Brother Lexi for her prayer. You know that prayer, amen, is what has kept us the last several years, amen, as we've experienced many trials and tribulations, many ups and downs from, amen, just going through the pandemic, amen. God has blessed us. Let somebody shall still hear. Look at somebody else and say, I'm still here. Look at somebody and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Amen. We want to look at him this morning as we observe our communion. There's a hymn, number 137, it's entitled, There is Power in the Blood. And the first song says, would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you pour evil a victory to win? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Let's sing it like we know. Would you be free from the burden of sin? Power in the blood. Power in the blood.
Power, 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 power
No matter what the enemy says, no matter what it feels feels like, no matter what it looks like, just know that it's already working. Amen. Just like in the sport of baseball, if you have bases loaded and you knock the home run out the park, you still got to make it from first to home base. See, when Jesus died on the cross, he already scored the home run.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to make it first to home.
Amen.
So stay encouraged, everybody.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is there another? Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm a familiar face. I think you all know me, and I know you guys. I truly want to just thank God. I think this is the first time I've been with you guys since the pandemic.
Amen.
So I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful for my church. You know, we always have a hard time in the Lord. So, you know, I come around and I get the fellowship with you guys. I love you guys so much. And let's give a shout out to Brother Anthony for calling me and letting me know, hey, I'm not going to be here.
Amen.
You know, you're not doing nothing about you. Let me swing over and just step in. So I want to thank God for my brother in the ministry and in Christ, Anthony, because, you know, he's truly an inspiration.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Love him to death. We got yeah. fellowship yesterday and I catch up. So truly just keep me and my family in prayer. You know, I love you guys. I thank you guys weekly. And I
Amen.
Care so much about you guys. You guys know if there's anything at all that you guys feel I can do, please don't hesitate to ask. May God be with all of you. And I hope you guys enjoy your upcoming week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there another? Amen. And being you to say, is there another testimony in the house? We got one back here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
God is with us. He's trying to be pray. I thank God for this man. My God, my friend, he's my all in all.
Yeah.
Thank God for all of that. And it's God's will. This Wednesday, opportunity 66.
Hold on.
Yeah, thank God. Thank you for that. Waking up this morning, my right mind.
Yeah.
It's a little extra pain, but I'm here. Thank God for that. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. First lady.
Good morning, heart of God.
Morning.
First, give an honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everyone assembled here. I pray that everyone have an upcoming blessed week. And we're just praying for all the teachers and the students and the everyday wear and tear on our bodies and our minds. But God is still in control. He keeps us going. He keeps our minds stayed on him. And I just thank the Lord for that. So I pray for everyone. Love you all. Sending out air hugs and kisses. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else have a testimony? We can already go to our phone line. Amen. Someone on the line that has a testimony about how good God is. We can go to our first caller. Last 4 digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. First, giving honor to God, it's just a pleasure to be on the line this morning. Brother Brandon, it's good to hear your voice and that you took the time to spend some time with Heart of God this morning. God bless you. I would like to thank First Lady for her diligent spirit to send us a message early in the morning, every morning, to keep us connected with God and know that God loves us and that our church and our pastor thinks enough of us that to keep us connected and joined with God's word every day. What a blessing to have given to us every day. I thank God that he has blessed me and given me the strength to be able to be on the line this morning in my right mind. I might be a little dizzy or something like that, but I'm still here giving thanks and praise to the Lord. And I'd like everyone to know that the scriptures that I've sent out all week to friends and people that are not able to go to church, Philippians 4 and Psalms 51, a cleansing that we all in this whole world need to keep us afloat and keep us close in the arms of God. It's such a blessing to hear. The words are here, but we have to take the effort to get them out to the people and bring them closer to God. I would like to read for myself Psalms 51, verses 10. Create in me a clean heart, God, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I thank God that each and every day that we get the messages from First Lady, it's creating in us a kind heart to love the Lord, depend on the Lord, trust the Lord, and He will give us the desires of our heart. And that is God's word. This morning in Sunday school, we were taught about God being our rock. And He is our rock. He is the greatest thing that could ever happen to all of us. I thank God for everything that He has done for me. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my daughter. I thank God for everything, the air that I breathe, everything, the water that I thirst for, the ground beneath my feet. He's everything to me. Thank God for God, for God giving us Jesus. In His name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, heart of God. Good morning, everyone that's on the line this morning. Thank God for you. Morning, Pastor, First Lady.
Morning.
Thank God for you. I do. I pray blessings upon you and your family. I thank God for this day, for His love, for His greatness, that He has allowed me to still be standing. I'm doing well. Glory be to God. I have all my faculties. I'm still able to do for this old body and do for myself. And I thank God. I won't complain. I don't complain. I just keep on doing what God wants me to do. And I stay true to His word. And I just know that without Him, without you all and your prayers, it wouldn't be the same. So let's give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good.
Yes.
And mercy endureth forever. Have a blessed day, everyone, and a safe week. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7611. 7611, good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. The Lord let me lay down and don't know where I'm going to wake up the next morning, but He touched my eyes this morning, and He knows what I'm going through. And I'm so thankful, Father, that He gives me a second chance to look at the light, and it comes through my eyes and my feet on the ground. We said, thank you, Father Jesus, for being so good to us that you have brought us a mighty long way. And we look back at the trouble that we go with the devil every day. We said, thank you, Father, for waking up and touching us this morning. And say, thank you, Father. I miss every last one of you, but God knows it better than I know. And I'll stand on my foot and say, thank you, Father, for this day. A second chance to look at the light and give me another chance to look at your life and hear your life and love. Love you all the time, every day. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady and the Heart of God family. I just want to say I just love you, the Lord, and I just thank Him for all that He does for all of us. And I'm just so glad to be here on another Sunday to say, hallelujah, Lord. I really appreciate you looking out for all of us and letting us know that you are taking care of everything for us too, O Heavenly Father. And to God be all the glory. And may we all have a blessed week and stay safe. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We thank God for all those who are tuning in, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on radio, whether you're on the internet, whether you're on blog talk, whether you're in person, whichever way you tune in. Amen. We thank God for you and your continued prayers and your continued support. And know without a shadow of a doubt, amen, God knows you and God knows what you're doing. He knows every hair on our head. Amen. Amen. If you have a prayer and a praise for God, amen, believe, amen, God hears. God, amen, responds to your prayers. Amen. And so we're here ready to go to the Lord in prayer. But I ask Dr. Snipes, she'll get ready to lead us in prayer, knowing, amen, that when we speak to God, our prayers are not in vain, but they go out and they accomplish what they should accomplish. See, people have prayed for you down through the years. Down through the years, whether it was a grandmother, whether it was a grandfather, whether it was a friend or a brother or a husband or a wife, when they took the time to pray for you, amen, it might not have happened right in this split second, amen. But aren't you glad that you're here today because Grandmama prayed? Y'all got with me? Aren't you glad you're here today because Mama took some time out of day, got down on her knees, and she prayed, amen? And aren't you glad today, amen, that on his way to work, Daddy might have thought about you, amen, and uttered your name and said, Lord, look after my child. Lord, look after my son, my daughter. Lord, look after my family. Whatever it is, God, that your hand would intervene and that you will provide. And we didn't know it back then, Lord have mercy. But somebody just said, watch out for that little nappy head boy. Watch out with that little fast tail girl. Amen. Have a family now, Lord have mercy. But somewhere along the line, amen. We should have went the other way. Because somebody prayed, God put down the darkness and said, you can only go but so far. Because of prayer. Because of a praying family. Because of praying somebody, amen, we're still here, amen. So don't take it for granted. Amen. The prayer, amen, changes things. Prayer works on things. Prayer allows things, amen, to line up with God's will. We're not going
to just take that. The prayer will push you back in line. The prayer will get you right back on the right track.
Jesus' name.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Oh, what an eternal Father, our God, we humbly bow before your throne of mercy and grace on this day. Thanking you for another day, God, that you've allowed us, oh God, to be here, oh God, in the land of the living, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness unto us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the many challenges, oh God, that you have seen us through, oh God. Had it not been for you on our side, God, where would we be? But because of who you are, God, we come this morning giving you honor. We come giving you glory, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for the new mercies of this day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your peace on today, oh God. We thank you for your joy on today, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you for being a prayer answering God on today, oh God. Because we know, God, that you answer all prayers, God. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's just wait, oh God. But whatever way, God, you speak fit and it's in your will, God, we know that you answer all prayers, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for this branch of Zion, God, God, Baptist Church, oh God. We thank you for the many blessings, oh God, that you have bestowed upon this church family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the man servant, oh God, our pastor, Pastor Anthony B. K. Son, King, oh God. We pray that you would bless him and keep him, oh God, that you would strengthen him in every area of his life, oh God, that he needs to be strengthened in, oh God. We pray for our First Lady, his helpmate, oh God, that you will continue to keep her, oh God, that you will continue, oh God, to be her pillar of strength, oh God, that you would watch over her, oh God, as she goes out every day, oh God, just oh God, that you would want to keep a little protection around her, oh God, that you would cover, oh God, that you blood, oh God. We pray, oh God, this morning, oh God, for every member, oh God, that's present today and those that are listening by phone and those that are on Facebook, oh God. Father God, we need you, oh God, and we can't make it without you, oh God. You have been so good to us, oh God. You've been better to us, God, than we've been to ourselves, oh God. So we humbly bow before you this morning, oh God. In humble submission, oh God. Keep us humble and meek, oh God. Keep us ever before your face, oh God. Oh God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. And we bless your name and we praise your name, oh God. Oh God, there are many prayer requests, I'm sure, oh God, on today, oh God. And so, Father God, we lift up, Father God, those in hospitals and nursing facilities, oh God. We lift up those convalescing at home, oh God. We lift up, oh God, today, Father God. Oh God, Pastor William Gregory, First Lady Minister Sheila Gregory, New Bird Baptist Church, oh God. We lift up Brandon today, oh God. You know who they are, God. Give them your strength, oh God. It's only you can, Father. We lift up all of your churches, oh God, on this morning, oh God. Father, sister churches everywhere, oh God. We lift them up to you, oh God, this morning, oh God. We lift up our family members to you, our grandchildren, our children, all the students, oh God, that are in preschool, elementary school, middle school, high school, oh God, in college, oh God. I pray for them now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. That you will put a shield of protection around, oh God, each and every day, oh God. Keep us covered, oh God, in your blood, oh God. We pray, oh God, oh God, oh God. We pray for Cheyenne Fisher, Johnson, and Connor today, oh God. We pray, oh God, Father God, for Deacon Anita Wright, oh God. Trustee Randolph, oh God. Oh God, Sister Stevens, oh God. Sister Olivia today, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your healing verses would flow, oh God, throughout the hospitals, oh God. We pray for Minister Linda Kingston on today, oh God. Continue to touch him and deliver in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you on today, oh God. We know, oh God, that you do all things well, oh God. We know that you are a miracle-working God. And oh God, we thank you on this day, oh God. Oh God, I'm pressing in today, oh God. I'm pressing through today, oh God. Because see, this physical body is not up to par this morning, oh God. But I know, God, that through you, God, all things are possible, oh God. If we just only believe, oh God. And so, Father, I'm looking to you, oh God, today, oh God, to give me the strength that I need in this vessel, oh God. This is your vessel, oh God. And so, Father, I thank you this morning. I praise your name, God. Continue to bless my family, keep my family. Continue to bless my Aunt Pauline and touch her body, oh God. I pray, oh God, for Minister, oh God, for Minister Lindsay, oh God, on today, oh God. I pray, oh God, for her family members, oh God. I pray, oh God, for Mark Lindsay, oh God, Gina Lindsay, oh God, the two grandchildren, oh God. I pray for Sue and Noah today, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you would keep them covered in your blood as they go out each and every day to school, oh God. I pray, oh God, for Janice today. I pray for Anthony today. I pray for Anthony's wife today, oh God. Oh God, I just thank you, oh God. I pray for Minister Gloria Deacon down in Atlanta, Georgia, oh, today. I pray, oh God, for Minister Griffin today in Atlanta, Georgia, and his church family today, oh God. God, we just thank you, oh God. God, we're calling on you, Father. And we know that you're here, oh God. You don't have to come on by because you are everywhere and
will, oh God. I just want to thank you, God, that in a couple of days, oh God, you will allow me to celebrate my 67th birthday, oh God. God, you have been so good to Elaine. You've been so good to me, God. You've been so good to my family, God. And so, God, I thank you, oh God, and I bless your name, and I praise your name, oh God. I give you everything about me, oh God. I submit myself to you, oh God. I give myself to you, oh God. Use me anyway, anywhere, oh God, and at any time, oh God. God, I thank you and I bless your name. We love you today, God. We magnify your name today and we glorify your name today. And, oh God, we ask that you will forgive us for any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly. That you would create within all of us clean hearts and renew the right spirit within us, oh God. Oh God, bless all of your servants even today, your sons and daughters in ministry, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you and bless your name and praise your name. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and the majestic and the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
God loved us so much,
He loves Adam and Eve so much that even though they believe Satan over God, amen, that God put a plan into action, amen, to bring us back into the proper relationship with him. And my brothers and sisters, we were a part of that plan.
Amen.
It was not just Adam and Eve, but it was everyone that came after them. So it was not only Adam and Eve, but it was you and I as well. Amen. Because we haven't always had the proper relationship with God. Have I got a witness? We haven't always gotten it right. Have I got a witness? There have been times in our lives where we too have fallen for the okey-doke. The record declared, amen, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Have I got a witness? So in that all, amen, we are included. Have I got a witness? Has anybody been saved all your life? Amen. Since you've been saved, have you been Mr. or Miss Goody to you? And I got a witness that since you've been saved, have there been times where you have fallen down, amen, and into the muck and the mire, and you needed God to pick you back up, clean you back off, amen, and straighten you out again, amen? And so here we study this historical record, amen, where God put this plan into action. That he told Satan, he said, you done messed up and you're going to be on your belly, amen, for the rest of your days. He told Eve that you, because you messed up, that you're going to have pain in childbearing. Have I got a witness that many ladies in here have born a child, amen? You will give a witness, amen, that there are times in the midst of childbirth, amen, where there is pain. I know they got modern technology, amen, with separate doors and all kinds of holistic things, amen. But God said, because, amen, you listened to Satan instead of listening to him, amen, that you would have childbearing pain in your giving of birth, and your desire would be to your husband. Whatever. And I got a witness, amen. In other words, amen, you won't be able to refuse, amen, because your desire would be to your husband. So even if you have pain in your first child, amen, because your desire for your husband, amen, that you will go ahead and have another. And I got a witness,
amen.
Amen. Some folks stop at one. Amen. But this is the way God set it up. And then God said for the man, because you hearken to your wife, because you hearken to Satan, because you left your wife exposed to the enemy in the midst of the God of Eden, where I told you not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because you did it anyway, he said the earth is cursed because of you, and that they will bring forth thorns and thistles, and you shall labor by the sweat of your brow rest of the days of your life. And the biggest thing that we didn't see that we talked about was that man had lost his spiritual connection with God. Because the record said that he would surely die, he died, what, spiritually. His spiritual connection to his Creator was lost. And my brothers and sisters, the breaking news is that they are alive, amen, physically, but they are dead, amen, spiritually. Coming shortly on what people celebrate Halloween, they celebrate the night of the living day. They celebrate Halloween where they talk about things that were dead that are walking. But you don't have to wait till Halloween, Dr. Lindsay, to realize and be among people that are living, but spiritually they're dead. In other words, amen, every day we're walking amongst, amen, the living ones. They're alive, they're walking, they're talking just like you and I. Their heart's beating, amen, they're doing everything they want to do just like you and I. But yet, spiritually, because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, because of the breaking news that man disobeyed God and believed Satan and did what God told him specifically not to do, amen, man has died spiritually. But the breaking news is, yes, you're alive, but spiritually, And so
God said, I'm going to have to put some enmity between you and the woman. It shall bruise your heel and you shall bruise his head. In other words, God is setting up the great battle, Lord, that person. And in Luke, amen, we see, amen, where Jesus fulfilled, amen, the great battle, amen, the breaking news, amen. And even though they thought Jesus was dead, Lord, that person. Because he had hung his head and died, amen. The record declared that they stretched him wide and hung him high. Because of you and me, he died. But the record said that all prophecy would be fulfilled. And so he had to die because of the sins of the world. But the record declared that if you destroy this temple, he said he will raise it up in 3 days. And because of this promise, because of this declaration, there's breaking news today that while seeking the living among the dead. So as we look at this chapter in Luke 24, we see the fulfillment, amen, of the prophecy. Tucked, amen, inside this little book called the Bible, amen. We see where Jesus, amen, makes the final atonement, Lord have mercy, for those who have messed up in their lives. In other words, we're all standing, amen, in need of judgment. We're all standing in need of a Savior. We're all standing in a line, amen, where we're all on a fast track to hell, amen. We're all on a fast track to destruction. But the record declared that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the record also declares that God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And somebody stood up and said, well, how in the world are we going to get there? We don't have enough money, because the record declares that all of our righteousness in the sight of God is but filthy rag. But aren't you glad today? Hey, and Jesus said, amen, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Our Lord. So grace showed up in Luke 24. Somebody say grace and mercy showed up in Luke 24. Aren't you glad, amen, that God instituted, amen, something called grace? What grace is, my brothers and sisters, is that you're going to get something that you don't deserve. Have I got a witness? Somebody say, thank God for grace. In other words, you're going to get something even though you don't deserve it. You're going to get something even though you didn't do anything to get it. You're going to get something that God's going to give you just because he loves you. Aren't you glad today that God looks past your fault and sees your need? That God looks past your messed up, no good, trifling, deserve to go to hell by hell and said, I love you. Anyhow. Come on. So, goes on to say, not precise, now upon the first day of the week. In other words, that's why we come to church on the first day of the week. Have we got to win? Because Jesus got up early on the first day of the week. Have we got to win? That's why we come to church, because we know, amen, without a shadow of a doubt, we can't start no week if it hadn't been for God dying and getting up on the first day of the week. So it says, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning. So you said, the preacher said, why are we always there early on the third day? That he got up with all power in his hands. Well, Dr. Lindsay, we say early on Sunday morning, because that's what the record says. Have I got a witness today? I can't tell you about no fake news, no false news, no made up, complimenting stuff, amen, that somebody says. But I'm going to tell you what the record says. The record says that early on the first day of the week, early on the first day of the week, somebody said, I got paid early on the first day of the week.
Come on.
And it says, they came into the sepulchre to bring spices which they had prepared and certain others with him. And it said they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. I got a witness. Amen. The ladies went, and that's what I like about the ladies of the church. And they began to respond by faith before the men respond by faith. I know a message, but go ahead and say amen anyhow. It was the ladies. They got busy and got going to anoint the Lord's body. Dr. Lindsay, they didn't know how the stones were going to get rolled away, but they knew that the Jesus that they served was going to do something miraculous. I got a witness today that God will, if you got enough faith, God will do the miraculous in your life. Have I got a witness today? Has anybody ever seen God operate out in the open? That God will, I say God will, early in the morning, God will turn that situation around. You go to bed with it one day, one way, but when you get up early in the morning, when you get up early in the morning, you remain and do a boy night. So when the stone was rolled away, and they entered in the sepulchre, they found out the body of the Lord Jesus. And verse 4 says, and it came to pass, as they were much blessed thereby, behold, two men stood by in shining garments. See, the thing I like about God is that God will put some folk in your life that you don't even know might be angels. I'm better than that. See, I've got some angels that we kind of entertain. The record says, Dr. Livy, we entertain angels unaware. In other words, God got some folk that ain't from here.
Thank you, Lord.
God got some folk, amen, that's in a time to do, amen. Have I got a witness today? You got some angels that have been assigned to you. You got some folk, amen, that are praying on your behalf, amen, and working it out for your good. See, when you understand that God has got some angels looking out for you, God got some angels that are not going to allow certain things to happen in your life. Oh, it might get rough. It might get tough. It might get difficult. You might have some aches. You might have some pain. But we call grandmama pain. We call granddaddy pain. Because your husband, your mama, your daddy got down on their knees. God dispatched the angel and they might come to your door, but it won't pop up. Instead, might be formed, but they shall not, they will not prosper. See, you got some angels. Y'all know what happened. You ain't got to tell me your story. But man, that thing should have been over. Look at somebody saying, it ain't over till God takes it over. Because the angel came by. Have I got a witness? The angel that has been assigned to your life came by and said, no, not so. You might own the weapon, but no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And he'll stop it. Have you ever seen the Lord allow it to go but so far? It got to a point where you were mad, you were upset, but late in the midnight hour, I said, late. In the midnight hour, God turned that thing. He turned it around. So, he said, they were perplexed. And the angels in shining garments. In verse 5, it says, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Have a little witness. In other words, God said, there's breaking news right now. But Jesus is not dead. He is alive. And so the angels asked him, why seek ye the living among the dead? In other words, Christ, he's telling them, you believe in Jesus, why are you following after things that it ain't? Have I got a witness today that too many people that believe in Jesus, that are following after things that it ain't? You got some dead things in your life. The old man that used to do the whole dead things, why are you still chasing after those things that are dead? But Jesus said that I came that you may have life, and that you may have life more abundantly. So here it is, I have to let you go. Verse 6. It is breaking news. Somebody say breaking news. Got this thing running on the bottom corner of the screen. Lord have mercy. Breaking news. A lot of times, Sister Juanita, the breaking news ain't breaking at all. Just something to get you to watch the news. Hey, have I got a witness? But this is truly breaking news. When Satan thought he had him back, said we killed Jesus on Calvary's cross, I watch him hug his head. I watch him bow. I watch him lose his last breath. I heard him say, Father, into thy hand I commit my sin. I seen him take him down off that old rugged cross. I seen him put him in a borrowed tomb on Joseph of Arimathea. I saw it on a Friday. I saw it on a Saturday. I put some stones in front of the cup of sepulchre. I put a seal upon it. I know he's dead. I know he's buried. I know he's not coming back. But breaking news. Verse 6. It says, he is not here, but is what? Risen. He said, remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. In verse 7, he says, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered in the hands of sinful men and be what? Crucified. And on the third day, what? Rise again. And so this is the breaking news that has been breaking ever since. This is the breaking news that went from Mary and Martha, amen, down to the time where you and I got saved. Now we got a witness. In other words, there was a thing somewhere along the path of your life. And it was a breaking news story. And the breaking news story got your attention. Have I got a witness? You might have been out there doing anything and everything you was big and bad enough. I'm meddling now. Bad enough to do. But somewhere along the line, somebody preached to you the good news of Jesus Christ. Somewhere along the line, somebody took a little time to tell you that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Breaking news that said that he gave his life so that you might have life. That he gave up so that you might have. That he came down through 42 generations. That he hung his head. That he put a crown of thorn on his head. That he shed his blood. That he gave his life for the mess that happened in the Garden of Eden. But breaking news, just when you thought he was down, just when you thought he was out, the record declared, and Jesus said himself, he said that he must be delivered into the hands of sinful man and be crucified on rise and rise on the third day and rise again. And so, this is what I like about people that get good news. They want to go and tell somebody. Have I got a witness? I remember when you got that good news about whatever it was that you couldn't keep it to yourself. Have I got a witness? When you first met your bosom snuggle. Have I got a witness? Amen. You were smiling top and bottom. Have I got a witness? Amen. And you wanted to tell somebody about your bosom snuggle that you met. Have I got a witness? You said, honey, I done met somebody and he is good. Have I got a witness? Y'all act like y'all didn't know what I'm talking about. Amen. Everybody in here at one time had a what? Bosom snuggles. Have I got a witness today? Amen. And that bosom snuggles made you smile and laugh and act all kind of way. Amen. And you told everybody you could about your what? Bosom what? Snuggles. Amen. And then, you got some good news about Jesus. Lord have mercy. And when you got the good news about Jesus, amen, what happened is you told everybody, and everybody asked you, well, what happened to Why don't you go in places like you used to go? Why don't you say those things like you used to say? Why don't you hang out like you used to hang out? Why don't you wear the stuff that you used to wear? Why don't you treat folk the way you used to treat folk? And all you got to tell them is breaking news. I got a new what? Welcome, what? No. And so in verse 8 it says, and they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11, to all the rest. And it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. Now, Dr. Harris, where in the world were the sisters? Where in the world? Dr. Brandon, what is happening? It says, Dr. Lindsay, the record says, amen, that was, and the other women that were with them, which told these things, to the what? Apostles. So why is the very Dr. Apostle Bishop, amen, on top of his game? Oh, well, why did an ordinary woman, amen, have to come with an extraordinary message to the apostles? And then they got the audacity to say, when a woman can't bring the good news, the gospel.
You met with them.
If anybody ever tell you, as a woman, you can't bring the good news of the gospel, you tell them you need to read the Bible. Amen. You need to read the word and see what the word says. Amen. It says, amen, that they were the ones that brought this to the things of the what? Apostles. Am I lying? That's what exactly the record declares. And so what this tells us is, amen, that you don't have to be a bishop, apostle, amen, to spread the good news. Have I got a witness? You don't have to be a reverend doctor to spread the word. All you got to do is have a relationship with God. Have I got a witness today? If you never stand up in nobody's church, if you got a relationship with God, then tonight you got some breaking news. Have I got a witness? Somebody said that it saves to the utmost. Have I got a witness to tell somebody today about some breaking news? Some breaking news. When it said, let me tell you about a man that told me everything that I've done. That was the woman at the well. He told him that he came and he said that I got some water that you won't thirst again. I got some water springing up that everlasting life. He said, well, it's your well, it's kind of deep, and you don't have nothing to draw with. But he said, I'll give you some water that you don't have to come to this well ever again. And this water, this water is Jesus, the living of the valley, the brightest morning star. Jesus, Mary Bailey, breaking news. God paid the price. He paid the price for Adam, for Eve, for you, for me, for breaking news. God did it. He did it. He did it. He did it all by himself. Breaking news. Should be on every TV station. Should be on every cable news network. Should be on every item in the grocery store. Breaking news. Jesus saved the Christ. Jesus gave his life. That Jesus rose on the third day with all power. And this is the breaking news of the good news of Jesus Christ. The pain for the Holy Ghost in Adam and Eve had. And all Satan can do is sit back and say, I done messed up. I thought I had a victory. But now he's going to stand with his angels eternity in a lake of fire. that burns throughout eternity. Because he thought that he was going to put some breaking news on God. But God had the last say. The last say is that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God with the Father, making intercessions on your behalf. And one day, he's going to crack the sky. He's going to hold it. And he's going to call the dead in Christ. And the dead in Christ shall be called up to meet him in the air. And the record says that those of us who remain will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to be ever with the Lord. Isn't that some good breaking news? This is the news that we should be telling people about every day. We shouldn't be telling them about all this stuff that's happening in the world and all this stuff. All this stuff's going to happen. But the breaking news that we should be telling them is about Jesus, about what he has done to bring us back into that relationship that we talked about earlier that was lost in the Garden of Eden, that they became dead because spiritually they died. But because of Jesus, they became alive, amen, in Jesus. And because of that relationship, I didn't mean to keep you that long, but there's some breaking news. So whenever you see that breaking news come across this screen, I want you to think about Jesus, amen? Because that news changes all the time, amen? But the good news of the gospel, the good news of the gospel, it ain't going to change. Amen? There's nothing else coming. Once you understand that, after them today, they walk and read the whole chapter. They began to walk with Jesus, and they were troubled. And Jesus began to start telling them about the record. Amen? And as he began to start telling them about the record, their eyes were open. And they said, wow, didn't our hearts burn as we walked with Jesus along the way? In other words, I understand the trouble. I understand the struggle. I understand the problems and the issues. But because I have a relationship with Jesus, I know I can make it through. Amen? Because I have a relationship with him, I know, amen, that Jesus, amen, will deliver just like he said he would deliver. So, in verse 29, it says that they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. In verse 30, it says, and it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them. This is what we know about here today. And look what he says in verse 31. It says, and their eyes were opened.
Yes.
And they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. So in other words, when you come to this table, you partake this communion.
Yes.
Don't take it for granted. Don't think it's just something, amen, that we do on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But understand, this is what delivered us from the power and the penalty of sin that occurred in the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
This was the final atonement. This was the final sacrifice. This is what was done once and for all. And so when their eyes were opened, amen, they said in verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scripture? And so when we understand, amen, our relationship with God is personal, that we can walk with him, we can talk with him, and we can meet with him, then whatever the other the breaking news is, this breaking news trumps it all. Amen? And that's what we have to understand. Don't get worried about all that stuff coming. We got stuff, news come and go all the time. But if your relationship has been restored with your Lord and Savior, you don't have to worry about this breaking news of the world, because God has already taken care of the final destination. Amen? This world is going to pass away. Record declares heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will stand forever. Amen?
So we're going to come and we're going to break bread, amen, and we're going to, amen, remember what Jesus left the record for us to do, and remember that he got up early, amen, on the third day, which was the first day of the week, amen. Great King, God bless you, amen. Amen. When we come and we partake of this, we should really feel that. I mean, we really should feel that. Jesus left on record for us to do this in remembrance of him. And when we do it in remembrance of him, amen, we have a greater appreciation. But we forget and say, amen, we'll be going on about the things of today and tomorrow. But every now and then we need to come back and remember this. Amen. So I ask Reverend Lindsay that you would come and lead us in our church covenant. Amen. Church covenant.
Thank you, Pastor. Church covenant, let us stand, please.
Having been led, as we believe, by the Spirit of God, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, we do now, in the presence of God, angels, and this assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another as one body in Christ. We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrine, to contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. We also engage to maintain family and secret devotion, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kindred and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagement, and exemplary in our deportment, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger, to be filled with the Spirit and not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, and to be zealous in every effort to advance the kingdom of our Savior. We firmly engage to watch over one another in brotherly love, to remember each other in prayer, to aid each other in sickness and distress, to cultivate Christian sympathy and feeling and courtesy in speech, to be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure it without delay. We moreover engage that when we remove from this place, we will as soon as possible unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Timothy. That church covenant is powerful. And that's the belt that we can and we should behave in a certain manner because of what Jesus has done and what he has delivered us from. So we're going to come for this tenth time in the year of our Lord 2022. Amen. And we're going to come, we're going to partake of, amen, what Jesus left on record for us in the breaking news. He left this on record for us today. Amen. All right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that we thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to come this third time of the year of our Lord 2022 to this white covered table, God. The table table that was secured by your blood sacrifice on Calvary's cross. Oh God, that we would have the good news that you so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in you would not perish but have everlasting life. So God, we ask you to bless this cup of the fruit of the vine, symbolizes your blood that was shed, and also bless this bread that symbolizes your body that we broke in. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because of sin in the world, Jesus had to satisfy that God said in the day that they eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that they should be not. So Jesus had to satisfy justice. But justice demanded that he should die. But he didn't just die and stay in the grave. But he died in a manner that was pleasing in the sight of his Father. And early on the third day, he arose from power and having defeated death and the grave. And so before Jesus instituted this new covenant, in his blood, God put a temporary plan into action through his servant Moses. And as God delivered Israel from the mighty hand of the Egyptians, he instructed Moses to tell the people before they were delivered to kill a lamb, take the blood of the lamb and put it on the doorpost and the top of it. And then when the tenth plague came, the tenth angel, he would see the blood and he would pass over them. They would be spared, the life of the firstborn would be spared. So fast forward to the night when Jesus was betrayed, where he instituted a new covenant in his blood. And this is what we're doing, amen, at this time. Amen. Because truly, all of us sin. Well, let me say, I've sinned come show this glory. I don't know about you, might have heard. But that's some good news. And the thing that I like about it is for the sins past, present,
yeah,
and future. In other words, he said, I died for the stuff he did yesterday. I died for the stuff he did today. And I died for the stuff he's going to do on tomorrow. So in the day's vernacular, amen. That's what showed up grace.
Yeah.
Grace.
Yeah.
Amen. Good news. Jesus died. Lord have mercy to save my soul. That's good news.
Yeah.
Amen. So we come to this table, amen, and we reflect on it. Jesus said, well, I need you to remember this. He said, all things that you do it in remembrance of me. Because I know you're going to forget.
Yeah.
He said, I know you. Amen. So every now and then you got to come to this table, cool your heels, slow your roll. Amen. And remember what I did for you. Humble yourself a little bit more. That's my daddy used to say, you humble yourself. Lord have mercy. Don't get too big in it, but humble yourself. So Jesus humbled himself to the death on the cross. Think about it. Left his time, place, and effort. And humbled himself to the death. So that's why we're here today. So the night he was betrayed, he took bread and he blessed it. And he broke it and said, take this is my body. Broken for you. Eat it and remember to me. Let us eat together. And in like manner, after they had supped, he took the cup of the fruit of the vine and said, this is a new covenant of the new promise in my blood that was shared for the remission. Stand a minute. It's often that you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. Somebody say, thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Lord.
The records declare that they did not give a benediction. They went out, sang a hymn in the Mount of Olives. So when you go out into the Mount of Olives, make sure that you think about the breaking news, like those women, amen, that Jesus is not dead, but he is alive because he is risen. God bless you. Heaven and a smile upon you. We're going to say goodbye to our online folks.